Now, join us on the First Tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Got a little Wayne popping on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the back of my crew cab. Redneck rocking like a rock star, sling a little mud off the back, we can do that. Friday night football.
Being rich?
Oh, that's a good call. We're a little country here to welcome back Greg. That's Tim McGraw with Truck Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds like that intro song for football on Saturday, which we're getting close to football season. Woo-hoo!
Scary, but yes.
Done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning and welcome to Bunker Golf Show. Welcome back. Yeah, I'm Greg Ellis, and he's Jim Hill. We're live in studio after Jim and John Roller. I guess John didn't do a good enough job to Wally Pitt me, so
close.
He did a good job, but didn't do it to Wally Pitt me, so I get to sit in the chair again.
Greg, can you give your traffic update?
And I could. It was clean and green, baby. I was driving 74 miles an hour on my way into the studio.
At 97 degrees at 6:30.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And was getting passed, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Greg, CQ, Mr. Trev Henry, and all our listeners. Thank you for listening because you let us do what we like to do, and that's maybe put a smile on your face. Well, Greg, welcome back. I know you had a great time, probably cooled off a little bit, but those Canadians got you smoky.
I didn't even need to smoke a cigar. All I had to do was go outside and breathe, and I could have smoked 20 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, we had a good time last week at the Trophy Bar, and Hovick was always a great host. We had a lot to talk about with the British Open going on, and man, it got a little wild and woolly. I know we're going to talk about it, but welcome back. Good to be back in the studio, and but not too much longer until we're back at Tim's place for the President's Cup.
I know, that's exactly right.
A lot of listeners that came in last week, it's good to see them. So, Jerry, appreciate you driving all the way down, and it was good stuff.
And hey, Trav, Flint is in good shape. I drove through there to be able to go up where I go. And
but you didn't drink the water, did you?
Stay out the water, yeah.
Yeah, just don't drink the water. But I
appreciate your chicken, though, Flint.
What?
I say I appreciate your chicken, though, Flint.
Yeah, they still got a little road construction going on, but at least it was better than it was the last time I was up there. Speed bumps everywhere in the middle of the highway. But nope, all is good in Flint, Michigan. Well, anyway, you hit on the Trophy Bar. I listened to you guys for the first hour last week, and sounds like you didn't have any speed bumps in your way or anything. You guys
smooth
did a great job.
Sailing is what it was.
It was like I wasn't even there.
It was just like you weren't there. Yeah, we did miss you, but JR sat in, gave us some good insight, and also gave some spot-on traffic reporting, you know, so it was good stuff. But I did have my annual or my monthly breakfast tacos. Outstanding, as always, and Jeff and the crew down there take great care of us, so we really do appreciate it.
So, just want to let you know that the event for tomorrow is sold out.
Yeah. Good.
And if you go online right now, you can sign up for the August event at Junior National Golf Club. You're going to want to go and play that golf course. It's a fun golf course to play. It reminds me more of a Florida course because it's all grass and palm trees and trees and things.
Parklandy, right?
It's parklandy. That'd be a great way to describe it. It's pretty much flat, not a lot of elevation, but an enjoyable layout and have some of the best greens in the valley.
Oh, wow.
They just redid the greens and the bunkers in the last couple of years, so make sure you go to bunkergolf.com and get signed up for that. And while you're there, make sure you join the Bunker Club because you'll get all the latest information, your USGA handicap, and special Bunker Tour, Charity Tour golf events and promotions will all be there. So make sure you check out bunkergolf.com. All right. We did have a little bit of golf last week, and I have to say that honestly because that's about all there was a little bit of golf last week because they had just the British Open going on. Where Ryan Fox, who if everybody doesn't model themselves or their game after Ryan Fox and the pace of play that he plays at, you should quit golf because Ryan Fox has set the new standard. And he hung in there tough. didn't relinquish the lead, and here's what he had to say about being an Open champion at the age of 39.
When I turned pro, I mean, I think the goal was just to get on a major tour, to be honest. I think I said to my team last night, you know, at dinner, if you'd given me my career up till yesterday when I turned pro, I would have jumped at that. I don't know what to think now, to be honest. It is something that's, you know, always there. You dream of being a major champion. You want to do it, whether you think it's a reality or not.
Well, let me say this about Ryan Fox. First of all, I shoot 62-68 on the weekend to bring it home. And when he hit it in the bunker and had the wherewithal to chip it back out backwards and then gets up and down, right, that was the whole of the championship. Now, the birdie on 18, of course, is important because he just stepped up there and drilled it. But let me go back a little further. Ryan Fox, I've had a chance to interact with him at the Waste Management for several different reasons. But what you see is exactly what you get with him. Super nice guy, very humble, very loyal, and really a good one. Did I expect him to win it? I got to admit, no. I was thinking Cam Young was going to hang on, or yeah, Sam Burns was going to come on strong. Sam Burns. And I say this with a little bit of trepidation.
He spit the bit,
yeah. Yep. And it's his second major in a row where he's been right there and hasn't kicked it in. But I do think that this is just the beginning for Sam Burns. You're going to see more of him. He likes the major championships. Cameron Young is just a grinder and a great player. But Sam Burns, one of the best putters on tour. Yeah.
Definitely.
And when the guys are playing Monday games, they want him on their side because he's such a good putter. So it's a great tournament.
Interestingly enough, this might be the reason why he did not win. And I heard this quote from him after Saturday's round, talking about his priorities, which are very good. But I think that this might have been what got in his way. Here's what Sam Burns had to say.
This golf tournament was honestly so far off of my radar and expectations of playing. I mean, Caroline's due date was like Tuesday of this week. She was like 4 days late with our son. I just didn't think there was any possible way. And then little Belle had different plans for us. And even after she was born, you know, after a couple of days, I wasn't even thinking much about it. And Caroline was kind of like, so what are you thinking for next week? And I was like, I don't know. Like, should we talk about it?
Well, maybe that's the trick, right?
Right.
Is, you know, his baby came early, and mom and baby are healthy and thriving, and he wasn't thinking about the British Open.
Right.
I think a lot of guys get in their way. The guys, the show ponies, the guys are supposed to be winning it or on top of the leaderboard, they're thinking too much about
it. They overthink,
right.
Sure.
Right. They maybe overprepare, overthink. Yeah. And it didn't happen with him because he had a baby, for
right.
God's sake.
Well, basically, once they made the decision, it was everything to gain and nothing to lose.
Right.
Because he was almost planning on not going anyway, so for him to go and do right. what he did was remarkable.
Bonus. Well, his mother-in-law said, well, after the PGA, she said, you've seen the last of Sam for a while. He's going to he's going to have a baby, and then there he is at the British Open. So, and paid it off, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad he had some success. Didn't play great in the final round. Shot 72. Had yep. Three bogeys and a birdie. But don't sleep on Sam Burns.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot more of him, as well as you're going to see a lot more of Cam Young, again, came up one shot shy of taking a major championship down. And here's what Cam Young had to say when he was done.
Last night, the main goal was to try to get whatever frustration was in there out before I came out here tomorrow, or today, rather. And yeah, I mean, I just got off to a great start. I was really comfortable the whole morning, and we've seen 62s, and I figured, I mean, I've been around the lead in majors on Sunday. It's hard. It's very hard to win a golf tournament, very hard to win a major. So you figure that top three guys could stay where they are.
Well, he goes out and shoots 64.
Right.
So, and he had to wait like 2 or 3 hours
yeah.
for the final groups to get in. And so when you're that far back, what the heck, just start shooting at pins,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And that's what he did, and shot 64. You know, it was kind of a no-pressure 64. Now, he did make a 5 on 18,
yep,
which cost him the championship, but he's so early and so far back, I think it's hard to say that, that cost him championship. But you look at Royal Birkdale.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a very good venue. But what were there, 3 62s and a 64?
Yeah.
So you kind of go, I'm not sure.
Guys, that's the British Open. Who won the Open?
Yeah.
Am I confused on that?
Yeah, right. Interestingly enough, with Cam Young finishing in third place at 8 under par, I think that these guys understand that you're going to lose a lot more times than you win.
Right.
Right.
And there's only one guy that probably wins more than what he loses.
Well, there's a question, guys, going forward. Whose game do you like better, Cam Young or Sam Burns? That's a pretty tough choice.
Yeah.
I like having both of them on my Ryder Cup.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Either way.
No kidding. Well, I think that Scottie Scheffler, T4,
yep,
shoots 3 under the last round.
Yep.
Tommy Fleetwood, T4, -7. Yeah, of course, that was the local.
Odds on favorite, yeah.
Right, he was the local. And, of course, Rory, Mr. Voice of Golf,
right,
really kind of spit the bit. But I don't know if we're going to do it now, but we got to talk about the controversial stuff.
Yeah. We're gonna do that after we come back from this break. We're going to put a recap on the Open Championship.
Bryson Gate.
Get into the Bryson Gate and all of what his antics are, and just one more nail in his coffin with as far as the way that he goes about playing the game of golf.
Completely agree.
You're listening to the Bunker and Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning. Whether I'm in the seat or not, it's still live every Saturday morning on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Streaming audio, podcasts, video highlights. The Arizona Sports app has all this and more from the local sports leader and D-backs play-by-play.
Marte grounds it to first, and it's under the glove of Sheets. That's into right field.
Download the Arizona Sports app. Presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. We want to thank all of you for coming out to the Trophy Bar and enjoying the Open Championship with us last week. Special thanks to our hosts, Tim Hovick, Russell Youngs, and Jeff Marley and the crew for a great time. If you've not been to our championship broadcast parties, you still have one more chance at the President's Cup. But I guess we're going to go there for the Tour Championship, according to what my read says here, on August 29th. And then we'll be back there for the President's Cup. But the Trophy Bar should be your home for sports, cars, and spirits any day of the week in downtown Ocotillo, off Price and Queen Creek Roads in Chandler.
It's summer's last hurrah. Bunker to Bunker's last two-person scramble event of the summer is on Saturday, August 22nd at the Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Come celebrate with a fantastic day of breakfast, golf, and big raffle and prizes, all for just $100. There's even a free coupon for a second round of golf, with proceeds benefiting the Junior National Foundation, changing the lives of youth through the game of golf. Open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-330-8323 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-330-8323. That's 800-330-8323. What do you have to lose? Call 800-330-8323. Again, 800-330-8323.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner at A1 Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly, so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. There's never a good time for your garage door to break. Whether you're rushing to work or you're trying to get the kids to school, we know how much you rely on your garage door. That's why we offer same-day repairs, because life doesn't wait, and neither should you. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Over 90,000 five-star reviews. Don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Call A1 Garage Door Service and you'll be smiling today.
A1Garage.com. A1 from day one.
Don't rock the jukebox. Want to hear some Jones.
A little rock and country this morning.
For the Rolling Stones.
All right, so very interestingly, last week, overshadowing Ryan Fox's win were a couple of things. One was the pace of play by the others, not Ryan Fox. And Bryson DeChambeau's stomping through the heather and making it appear as though he was improving his lie
Heather
by
who?
The way he walked around his golf ball.
Well, let's rewind it even further than that.
Okay.
Okay, before the tournament started, Brandel Chambly and Sir Nick Faldo were talking about how Bryson wasn't going to make the cut. He has no strategy. Da-da-da-da. Well,
It was a safe prediction because he missed the first three.
Well, yeah, but this was such a different golf course. It wasn't penal hitting it offline.
Right.
Well, I guess it kind of was.
Yeah.
But they said he had no strategy, and you know, he comes out and is close to the lead on the first after the first day and finished T14 at 4-under. So Faldo was pretty good in retracting. He goes, you know, hey, I guess he did just fine. But Chambly just stuck to his guns. But now let's talk about the penalty.
Yes.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, I was watching it, okay? So I saw it all unfold, and I didn't think anything about it. I didn't think he did anything wrong with where he was.
Well, here's the thing. Have you ever been in tall grass?
Mm-hmm.
You got to lift your feet up so you don't trip and fall flat on your face.
Right.
And in my opinion, that's all he's doing. And I really appreciate the guys that came out and said, Bryson's not a cheater. But I've been, unfortunately, on the golf course in long grass. I've been out hunting and doing that sort of stuff in the bush. And you have to lift your feet up or else you're going to fall down. So here's my thing, okay? Every group has a rules official with them. And that rules official should have been on his hip, and he wasn't. He was standing in the fairway having tea and crumpets or whatever they do. And
Haggis.
Yeah, Haggis. But I just really don't like when you get penalized by a replay, right? If something happened, it should have been immediate and there. And then the other thing is this. Camera angles lie. We can go back and cite case after case after case. And for them to penalize him, it didn't. That TV angle, what they had him on the tape, that did not show a good angle, in my opinion.
Let's hear again from the RNA.
Well, the RNA is going to defend themselves.
Penalized at two strokes for inadvertently improving the area of his intended swing, so the intended backswing, on the fifth hole when he was playing his second shot.
Now,
inadvertently,
yeah, and I'm glad they put that in there. But you look at that clump of grass he quote-unquote stomped on, which he didn't really stomp on, he was just trying to get back to his ball. That thing springs back up to his exact position.
So, well, I don't know about that, but it did spring back.
But here's the thing. When you're penalizing somebody, look at Tiger's drop on 15.
Right.
Okay?
Should have been called too.
At the Masters. It should have been, especially using this as our precedent. I think that the calling a penalty on somebody unless you are 100% sure and doing it off a camera replay that does not show you conclusively, I think it was just a bad ruling.
Do you think they did it because it was Bryson DeChambeau and they have a burr in their saddle? Yes.
I said this last week. I said, had it been any other player in the field, it would not have been called.
Well, now, is that because they would not have been on camera or because it would have been any other player in the field?
I think there's a little bit of both.
Yeah. Okay.
Scottie Scheffler hit it in the TIO and didn't even, and said, don't look for that ball.
Right.
You know, and that's a little bit gray itself.
Right. That was pretty good.
And so, who was it? John Rom? No, it was Lowry. I forget. It was somebody at the Memorial. Their ball wiggled, and they caught it on tape, and he got penalized. He went on to win the tournament. I think it was Rom. He went on to win the tournament. Now, what I think the best thing that happened for the RNA was that Bryson didn't finish two shots back.
Right.
But had that penalty not been, that changes the whole thing. That changes the whole complexion of the game.
We'll hear from Bryson about that. You guys want to hear from Rory as he goes after Bryson?
Before we go, let me just say this. The fact that Bryson, I'm so glad he played on Saturday or on Friday.
Yeah.
Whatever the day was.
Friday into Saturday.
Yesterday is our day.
Yeah.
Had he said, I'm going to take my ball and go home, I would have come down.
Oh, no, he looked at the officials and said, I'm going to WD.
That was heat of the moment. Because I'm not going to play.
He showed up,
and these guys are saying he was holding the tournament hostage. The tee times didn't come out to 11. That's not true. Here's the thing. On your score about when you're going to play.
Right.
Now, what if they'd have moved it up for network coverage or for weather? They do that all the time.
Right. But he did hold it up, so yeah.
You know about when you're going to play.
Sure. Here's Rory. This is where the controversy gets in because this is where it gets kind of fun.
You know, I think there's no doubt that he improved the line of his backswing. So, you know, and again, it's like whether it was careless or whether it was intentional, I don't think it matters. Hopefully it was careless. But I think the two-shot penalty was justified for sure. Look, I won't pretend to be up here and defend Bryson. I'm not particularly fond of him. I think a lot of it's performative. I think a lot of it's for attention. And to hold the tournament hostage like that and have all of us, volunteers, players, everyone waiting on him to depart, I didn't feel like it was a great look.
Well,
Rory, pick and choose your spots a little bit better.
That was amazing. Rory
set him on fire.
Rory said everything that I would say about Bryson. But the interesting thing is the manager for Bryson was the one that said that he's not going to play.
No, they asked him if he was going to play, and he said, I don't know.
Yeah, and his manager came out and gave this diatribe about that golf is no longer golf. It's become political and all this, and it was the man against machine and all
and
this
all
stuff
true.
is what the way this was going. And that's exactly right. The RNA, it's their tournament, and yeah, they are the man, and they are going to be, or they are the machine, and they are going to be the one to be able to set the rules. Now, the swing, the intended swing, is the full swing of the golf club back and through, and if any of those areas are improved, then it is a penalty. Now, when he stomped down, you could see that he wasn't right directly behind.
He wasn't even looking at his golf ball.
He was probably a good foot or two behind his golf ball when he was standing behind his golf ball.
Right.
So, and you saw the grass. They showed it several times where, like you said, he stomped down, and then the grass bounced back
up.
He
stepped down. He didn't stomp.
Yeah, well, stomp. But anyway.
He line danced on the.
He had to lift his leg to be able to.
Because he didn't want to fall on his face.
I know. And so basically, it is what it is. You've got a choice.
Right.
You can go ahead and take your ball and go home if you want. That's fine. No problem. It's not going to hurt the tournament any. It's not going to disappoint anybody at the tournament. Matter of fact, it's going to make everybody
except
happy.
Except the fans.
Disappoint the fans.
He is well
loved. But I'll bet the fans would have just absolutely barbecued him for, not accepting.
Being a baby
again, he the moment.
Bryson DeChambeau thinks he's bigger than the game of golf. And this is what rubs me absolutely the wrong way. There is nobody bigger than the game of golf It is the collection of everybody that plays the game that makes the game so great. And for him to sit there and say what he said, or his manager say what he said, is totally ridiculous. And it's just one more nail in his coffin for why I won't root for the guy.
Well, I agree with you. Had he taken his ball and gone home, it would have been horrible. And I would have been the first one to just smack him upside the head. But he didn't. Okay? You say, you know, I've heard you say, Greg, when you hit a bad shot, I'm the worst golfer in the world, yeah, you know.
I'm taking my ball and going home.
We've only had one guy with WD on us who does that. I won't mention his name.
Right.
But, you know, the heat of the moment. So we say stuff we don't really mean. And, you know, you get in an argument, some of you say dumb stuff.
I love you guys.
Yeah. But I just think that it was so obviously directed solely at Bryson. Now, if you watch the rest of the tournament, there's plenty of guys doing in that heather with their club not stepping, but taking a practicing behind their golf ball and moving stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
But again, I will go back to this. When it's a penalty situation, you have got to be 100% sure. And those videos that they were watching, you couldn't see the golf ball.
Right.
So for them to say that was without a doubt an infraction, I just think was wrong.
Well, that's why they said intended swing area. Sam Burns, look, can we get in Sam Burns and Xander?
Yeah, we can.
All right, let's get in Sam Burns and Xander Schauffele before we go to break, defending Bryson after his actions.
In my personal opinion, I honestly feel bad for Bryson and the situation that he was in. You know, from my perspective, I didn't feel like maybe there was enough, you know, evidence to for him to deserve a penalty there. And I feel bad for him. I think, you know, he played an incredible round of golf late yesterday, and who knows? I have no idea, to be honest. You know, I'm assuming you talked to Bright. I haven't spoken to him or heard what he said, but he's just stepping in how you normally step in, you know what I mean, to hit a golf shot. So.
Yeah,
and it was Americans defending him, President's Cup and Ryder Cup teammates.
Sam Burge, yeah. He's sure an agent.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we've got a lot. We're going to put a final wrap on that and jump into this week in the world of golf. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show will be back with more golf after this.
Best moment as a Cardinal fan base is going to happen during the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, because that's going to be a great, great day. That day is going to feel like being a Cardinal fan is worth it, because we get to experience this. We were part of this.
How many players get inducted and have only played for one franchise their whole life? Tom Brady did not play for one franchise.
Right.
Joe Montana did not play for one franchise.
Yeah, and Fitz, during his speech, I guarantee you, he will shout out the Bird Gang. He will make everybody who has spent any time cheering this football team feel really, really good about investing their time.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
After your last putt drops, make Bonehouse Brewing your next stop in Fountain Hills. Our tap room is a true Arizona adventure. Mining relics, hidden treasures, and a beer lineup that's as creative as your short game. From our legendary hazy IPAs to crisp lagers and seasonal stouts, there's a brew for every golfer's taste. Bring your foursome, share your best and worst shots, and raise a glass to the good times, because at Bonehouse, every round deserves a legendary finish.
Looking for the perfect summer golf escape? Discover Verado Golf Club in Buckeye, featuring two championship courses, breathtaking mountain views, and incredible summer value. Beat the heat with complimentary ice-cold mango towels all summer long. Plus, enjoy the brand-new Tag Marshall GPS system launching in June with live yardages and pace tracking right in your cart. For a family bonus, kids 17 and under play free and practice free with a paying adult. Bring your whole family out to enjoy golf at Verado. Book your tee time today at VeradoGolfClub.com.
On or off the course, Antigua's elevated golf collection brings performance and style together like never before. From polos and quarter zips to refined layering pieces, every look is crafted with innovative fabrics and effortless comfort. Great style should move with your game and make an impression long after the final putt. Antigua Apparel. Elevate your look. Arrive comfortably.
How about that?
Shop the collection now at AntiguaApparelShop.com.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
Four! Relax. New golf grips won't fix your slice, but they will give you more confidence on every swing. If your grips are slick or worn out, it's time for Birdie Golf Grips. We professionally re-grip your clubs with premium grips for better traction, feel, and control. For a limited time, save 20% with promo code B2B. Or visit our shop, or we'll even come to you with our mobile service. Call 623-224-7030 or visit birdiegolfgrips.com. That is birdiegolfgrips.com.
Man, let's go, girls. I feel like a woman.
Come on. She's got to be almost our age.
Oh,
or
she's
50s.
She's 60, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she hosted the ACMs this year.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely.
You know who she used to be married to?
Yeah, Mutt.
Mutt Lang, yep. Yep.
The great producer.
Yeah.
Def Leppard, of course.
Yeah. All right, kinda so... weird. Bryson, once again, as the media like to do, they like to just hold on to stuff and keep bringing it up. And so Bryson's playing in the LIV golf event this week and was asked about what happened last week. Here's what he had to say.
What are your takeaways from Birkdale?
It was a good fight. I made the cut. it was a good fight. I wish I would have given it more on Saturday and Sunday. Felt like I could have, and besides the fifth hole and, being three over on that hole and then the 11th hole, that's six shots. That's tied for the lead right there. It's two holes. Two holes, and I'm right there with the clear jug.
Well, yeah. Allegedly.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Well, but here's the thing, and I don't understand this, right?
It's two holes.
So the media wants these guys to not be khaki pants and white shirts.
Right.
They want but as soon as they reveal or take down the curtain on their personality, they get barbecued. And Bryson's Bryson. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a hater. But he does stuff.
He's good for golf.
It's exactly right. And I think it's kind of like LIV golf. I'm not a huge LIV golf guy, but I think that let's try some different stuff.
Yeah, with many people in the culture, you love them or hate them. The worst thing you can do is don't care.
Be neutral, yeah.
Exactly.
But so Bryson gets barbecued about it. Listen, YouTube, social media, that's how most young people, and I'll call young people those under 30, that's how they get their news. That's how they connect with the world. I don't think I've seen anybody read it. Have you seen anybody read a newspaper, like a newspaper lately?
My neighbor still gets the paper.
Everybody goes online. I feel so tech savvy. I go online and read the newspaper. Whee!
Online? Wow, yeah.
I don't read any news. I read sports. I don't read any news. I hate the news. I just pay attention to sports because it's not political.
But I thought I thought it was very interesting at the British Open, you know, how everybody except Rory came out and said Bryson's not a cheater. And I'm really glad that the RNA added the inadvertent to their comment. Yes. But for Rory McIlroy to get up there, well, but also remember the Americans are going to be teammates with him at the Ryder Cup and at the President's Cup.
Right.
And for Rory McIlroy to come out and say, I don't particularly care for him.
Right.
That's
not fond of him. That's
not fond of him. That's a butt kicking throwdown if you ever, I ever heard of him. Right. And I think I'm taking Bryson in that rhubarb.
All right. Want to put a bow on the British Open for 2026. Our next major championship is in April of 2027 with the Masters. So we've got to wait all the way till then to be able to have another major championship.
Well, and the Augusta National is so well maintained, you don't have to worry about any adjusting your intended line of swing over
exactly.
there.
Exactly. So they are playing this week on the PGA Tour. They are playing the 3M Championship, and they are playing up in Blaine, Minnesota at the TPC Twin Cities, where Michael Kim is your leader. He is at 14 under par. And he went out there and put a little 69 on him after round one, 7 shots out of the lead behind Ben Coles, who shot 62, but then put a little flip on the boys and fired a little 59 yesterday. He had five fours on the cart.
Right.
Okay, 5 fours. 5 times 4 is 20, right? That means he played the other
6 fours.
6 fours?
Yep.
Oh, he had 6 fours. Okay. So
that's 24.
That's 24 then.
Look at that math.
So that means he had 35 strokes between the last 15 holes or 14 holes, 13 holes.
Well, he goes 4-4, 3 for birdie, 2 for birdie, 3 for birdie, 4 for birdie, 3 for birdie. So that's 4 in a row.
Yep.
Then makes a par, then makes another 3 on 9 for another birdie. 3 on 10, 4 on 11, 4 on 12 for birdie, 3 on 13, 4 on 14 for par, 3 on 15 for birdie, 3 on 16 for birdie, 2 on 17 for birdie, and then on 18 makes another 4 by Cannon, a 24-footer from a little bit off the green.
Yeah, and he had said that they asked him about his 59 chances, and he said after I think it was the 10th hole, he felt like he had lost his chance to be able to get it, and then all of a sudden came on. You got a Michael Kim?
I do not.
Okay, I didn't
couldn't
think you did.
So
let me paraphrase.
Push the button.
I hit the ball very well. I putted very well.
Yeah. So he took 21 putts.
29, 30, 59. Thanks very much.
21 putts. So under par, he made 12 birdies, right?
Right.
And so 12 birdies from 36, so that's 12 one putts. So that gets him down to 24 putts. And then he took only 21 putts, so he missed 3 greens, got it up and down.
Yep.
So 21 putts in a round of golf. Let me ask you, what's his over-under today?
I think 67 is the over-under.
71. Years where I didn't make 12 birdies.
Yeah, the golf course is, for normal people it's hard.
Yeah,
but it's not that hard with short-ish par fours. But listen to this: his stat ranking on the round two.
Right.
Number one in approach to the green. Number one in putting. Number one in shots gained putting. Tied for first in sand save. Tied for first in scrambling. Number one in greens per green and putts and greens per regulation. And number one in feet of putts made, or number two in feet of putts made, 145.4 inches of, or yards of putts.
Feet.
Pretty good. Yeah. Feet. Feet.
Yeah, and, you know, the tour average is like around 90 per round. Scottie Scheffler blew the ticket window off the charts when he said he was committing to play at the 3M. Yeah. And here's what Scottie had to say after not so good. I mean, he tied for fourth, but not so good finish at the Open Championship. Here's what he had to say about TPC Twin Cities.
This is a tournament that I haven't played before, so excited to be here. This might be my first time in Minnesota. I'm not sure if I've ever actually been to this state before, but for me, it was good scheduling. You know, we had, like I said, the 2 weeks in the UK and 3 weeks off before the playoffs didn't seem like the most ideal way to set up my schedule, and this was a tournament that I've heard a lot of good things about, and so far everything seems pretty true, which is nice, and so I'm excited to get the week started. And
yeah, nice. I mean, that's exactly what these type of tournaments need every once in a while on that schedule. And he said, yeah, taking 3 weeks off because there's only 3 weeks remaining on the PGA Tour before the playoffs begin. So it's great to see Scotty there.
We shot 65-70.
Yep.
Tied for 14th right now, seven under par. And so that's seven shots back. Long way to go. Ben Coles is a little. Ben Coles has been all over the leaderboard this year. He's having a really good year. But we got to talk about a story that I just kind of happened on.
All right.
Muzzy Donahue.
Yep.
Muzzy Donahue is a former hockey player, goalie, so to speak.
Yep.
And he's just kind of a mini tour guy. He played for 4 years at Boston College, and then he transferred as a grad year to Santa Clara. And he won, I believe he got in the tournament on a sponsored exemption after winning the Minnesota State Open.
Yep.
Oh, gotcha.
And, I mean, he's 25 years old. He's at a period in his life where he can just kind of be footloose and fancy free. And he's going around just trying to play golf. And so he got this sponsored exemption. So the way they did it, the tournament chairman he called him over for lunch. He had that lunch with him. And he gave him a box. And the box had a caddy bib in it for the event. Yeah, so that's how you got. And so, you know, I love these exemptions to no-name guys you never heard of.
Yeah.
But he starts out kind of ho-hum 73.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden yesterday shoots 63. And his round yesterday he bogeyed 9 to shoot 63.
Yep.
Which is a par 4.
Wow. Three putted this last hole of play.
And I think his collar was getting a little tight. But to go out for some guy who's never had a start in a PGA Tour event to shoot 63, it just shows you all the talent out there.
I hope he made
second
the cut.
Lowest
he
round.
Oh, good.
Second lowest round of the day yesterday.
Right.
Behind the 59.
So he's tied for 27th. Now let's just say he gets into he gets into 10th.
Yep.
That gets him eligible for next week.
Yep.
And talk about a life-changing
maybe
event.
Maybe he wins the Masters next year.
I don't know. I don't know if the Green Jackets would allow some guy named Muzzy.
Is Muzzy his stage name?
That's a nickname, yeah.
But anyway, all right, when we come back, I think it might be time for a golf tip.
All right.
And we've got a very special guest in here we're going to introduce and talk to for a couple minutes. And then in the next hour, we're going to continue our For the Love of the Game segment, and we have another special guest after the top of the hour. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We bring it to you live for over 35 years. It's been coming to you on Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports league.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Orchard. Most home sellers get one offer, and it's somewhere between low ball and not good enough. But Orchard changes that. With Orchard's new Orchard offers, you don't just get one offer. You get multiple cash offers from serious investors who are all competing for your home. That's right. Make those investors compete with Orchard's cash offer marketplace. Here's how it works. You work with an Orchard agent who submits your home to their exclusive network of hundreds of local cash buyers. They come to you with offers, you review them all, and you pick the best one on your terms. That way, you don't have to worry about settling on one offer or maybe leaving money on the table without even realizing it. You see every offer side by side. That's how you know you're getting top dollar. Orchard Offers means no repairs, no showings, no drawn-out process. Before you accept any offer, see them all first. See, not only does Orchard give you the freedom to buy and move into your new home first and sell your old home later, you still get top dollar for your home. And this is how. If you're ready to find out how much your home is worth, visit Orchard.com to get your free home valuation. That's Orchard.com, Orchard.com.
It's where every home run memory and walk-off victory is stored. Your brain shapes you, defines you, makes you you. But as any ballplayer knows, a brain or spine condition can change the game. That's why Barrow Neurological Institute is always swinging for the fences, pushing the boundaries of neuroscience medicine. Ranked top 10 in the U.S., Barrow helps patients hold on to their dreams, their memories, and themselves right here in Arizona. Barrow Neurological Institute, minding what matters most. Visit barrowneuro.org to learn more.
Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovis, Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovis, Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovick at Tim Hovick Santan Ford, Val Vista, and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at santanford.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
In baseball, every decision matters. One pitch can change the game. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth, and like a good manager, building a strong financial plan takes strategy and the right team.
Torrey Lovello here. Jeff's right. In baseball, you can't just watch one part of the field. You have to see the whole game.
And that's how we think about financial planning. Most advisors just manage investments and refer you somewhere else for taxes or estate planning.
But the best teams work together.
Exactly. At Trajan Wealth, we built a family office model that brings everything together. Wealth, tax, estate. One team making sure every part of your plan plays well together.
That's why I trust Trajan Wealth with my family's plan. They see the whole field.
Call Trajan today. 855-TRAJAN-1. That's 855-TRAJAN-1.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement. Other services through Trajan Estate and Trajan Tax. Additional disclosures at TrajanWealth.com.
Dan Bickley here for Waltz TV and Appliance, where you'll find everything you need to take your viewing experience to the next level. Great selection, inventory you won't find anywhere else, super knowledgeable staff, and great pricing just like you'd get from the big box stores, but with 10 times the service. And if you really want the hookup, head on down to Waltz off the I-10 in Warner and ask for my guy Bear. You will not be disappointed. Online at waltz.com. Shop local. Shop Waltz.
What's the perfect time to get your car or truck into the shop? Right now. Matt Allen hosts a Bumper to Bumper Radio. Whether it's the valley's extreme heat or the occasional cold morning, it's best to be prepared and not get stuck. Now here's the easy part. Just go to bumpertobumperradio.com to find one of our endorsed shops near you, where we can take care of all your automotive repair needs. And be sure to listen to Bumper Radio. We're live every Saturday morning at 11, right here on 92.3 KTAR News Radio.
One of our favorite Rocky golfers. Let's go. He's touring with the Eagles now.
He's got some amazing
he's
songs.
A heck of a guitarist,
there.
By the way.
Yeah, I saw a tape of him playing with Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Great session guy before he got really famous as a solo artist.
He's a good picker.
Yeah. He's a picker.
And a grinner.
As is Mark Knopfler.
All right. Real quick, Jim, I have a very important question for you.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week. ISPS Honda Senior Championship and Women's British Open style.
It's the longest intro ever.
All right. This week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the new Shady Rays golf polarized golf eyewear. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. When it blows, even the seagulls walk.
This was recent.
All right. This week's tip of the week is post up.
Post up.
All right. So, real important that I watch when I'm helping people, and I watch them swing, and you always see how people are trying to swing up on the golf ball, and so when that happens, their left hip for right-handed golfers goes up in the air. Well, that's the worst thing you can do to make solid contact with the golf ball, is to have your hips go unlevel where your left hip ends up higher than your right hip.
Okay.
So I want you to learn how to post up, and here's how you do it. You're going to take a golf club,
okay,
doesn't matter which one. You're going to put it up against your body, hold it up against your shoulder high.
Across your
shoulders.
Like by your collarbone.
I want you to take your golf posture, and then I want you to take your right foot and move it back off the line so that you're on your right foot, so you're on your toe.
Okay.
All right? So your right foot's going to be behind you, and you're going to be on your toe.
Toes pointing to the ground.
Toes pointing to the ground, just like you're in the finish of your backswing.
Okay.
And all I want you to do from your golf posture now is I want you to just rotate your upper body through. Nope, through. You're not going to go back. You're just going to go through.
Okay.
And you're going to hold that position to be able to feel what that feels like. And what that's going to do is that's going to post up your left leg and keep your hips level, so you can get your lower body, or you can get your upper body to come through the golf ball
properly. It keeps you down. I can see this.
Basically, you don't go back. You only go through. You got to move that right foot way back behind you.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, like an old man, you just fell off balance. Get that foot
Wow.
way back there. Get that foot way back there. Way back. Jim, I wish we had video of this. He can't even stand up and do it. But see how difficult that is? So what happens is, if you don't have good balance, you are not going to be able to make a good golf swing. So I want you to practice this drill where you've got that foot, your right foot well behind you on the toe, put the golf club up across your shoulders, holding it across your shoulders, and I want you to turn your upper body through to where it posts up and straightens up your left leg through the shot. That's going to help you feel that lower body going through the golf shot, as well as it's going to help you with your balance. If you have poor balance, you're not going to be able to accomplish this. You're going to fall on your face every time.
It's a dual
drill, really.
My glutes weren't activated.
You didn't activate your glutes. You know, everybody talks about how Scotty Scheffler is off balance. He's not off balance.
No.
He's got happy feet. Jack Nicklaus had happy feet. You want to see happy feet, look at Johnny Miller. Look at how Johnny Miller used to swing his arm. Scottie Scheffler's feet don't move at all compared to what Johnny Miller did. So that is your golf tip of the week.
And a good one at that.
Brought to you by Shady Rays. Make sure you stop into the Kierland Common Store and say hey to Stephanie and the gang. And make sure you check out the variety of styles and the new Shady Rays golf line. Remember, if you scratch them, lose them, or break them, Shady Rays will have you covered with their satisfaction guarantee. Right now, you can get 30% off the Bunker to Bunker special using the promo code B2B. And don't forget, Shady Rays, live hard, we got you. Okay, Jim, who said this? When it blows, even the seagulls walk.
Well, I believe that was recently said by Mr. No Strategy himself, Sir Nicholas Elfoldo.
You're exactly right. Nick Feldo.
And it's funny because he was...
We're not off the rails yet.
Oh, you got off the rails. You made Jim almost fall over in the studio.
Oh, okay.
That's just not very nice. Go off the rails like that for Jim.
But I'll tell you what, it's hard to do, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
You're going to have to
That's
work on it.
A very good tip. I saw it the minute you started talking about it. I said, oh, I can see what he's talking about.
So yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Joining us right now, real quick, this is just a quick little intro. I want to give him a chance to be able to, because it is the summertime, and sometimes people like to take vacations and slack off on their working out and everything. But we've got Bill Ross of Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. We're going to hear twice from Bill. We're going to hear what's happening with Bill Ross Fitness Solutions right now. And then we're going to let Bill be our segment for the love of the game when we come back in the second hour. So good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys.
What's happening? Is my statement accurate? People kind of, do things slow down in the summer for you?
Significant.
Yeah?
Yep.
I think it is. Is his mic on?
Yep. All right. Oh, I can hear it now. Okay, we're good. Well, of course, like any other service business, it's probably about 25% slower than normal.
So does anybody ever say, hey, Bill, I'm going on vacation for a month. What do I do?
And you know, we get that a lot. And one of the cool things I think that I decided to do when we first started doing this is when, you know, a lot of people, when they go to the gym, they have monthly memberships, right? And I've had clients say, Bill, why don't you just charge us by the month? It's so easy for bookkeeping and accounting and everything like that. I said, you really want me to do that? Like, yeah. I said, okay, so when you go on a two-week vacation, you're still going to pay me.
Right.
And they go, oh, yeah, I like the way you're doing it right now. Yeah, so as long as people give me a 24-hour cancellation notice, they can be gone for weeks or even a couple months, if that matters, so they don't lose any.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of one of the things that I like about what we do.
Yeah.
It's I always look at it from the client's perspective rather than my perspective.
Anything new that you've introduced into your program?
Well, here's what we're doing. I've just hired about 4 new trainers.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
That's nice.
And by the way, hiring is not easy for those who've never done that. it really blows.
It's grueling.
It's not easy. You know, you get 15 people that are going to come in for an interview, and you got 3 or 4 that actually show up.
Right.
And wow. I know I'm not the only one, so anybody out there that has a business, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've got some really good guys now, and I'm excited because this coming year, we're really going to be a push to really increase our membership. And, you know, we've only been open about 30 to 35 hours a week for the last 30 years.
Right.
And I've decided, you know what, I want to get the business going so we can be open, you know, all the time.
Right.
And help more people.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that. We're going to see a new marketing push. We're still working on our website, adding some new pictures, some new things, and that, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, the good part about all this is it's allowing you to be able to play golf, and you recently put a victory on
you heard about that
on your bedpost of winning the tournament at Verano.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. We got to play with a couple of good guys that we played with before, and it's been really funny because I'm not a long hitter, and my friend Kim, who's not a long hitter at all. And all we got to do is get close to the green.
Yeah.
And, you know, we shot 65.
Nice.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. I think in one hole, I forget which number it is, but it's about 330 yards. You know, I hit driver, and I'm still 100 and something yards out, right? And the guys that we're playing with are on the green.
13.
I'm like, holy cow, and they're putting for eagle, and we're on. We all both end up making birdie.
This is a bunker event.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
They
were getting a little angry with us because we kept making almost every putt we looked at.
Wow.
Even off the green, it was so much fun.
Well, yeah. you have to be able to account for deficiencies, and so you have to make it up someplace else. And that's the way my game has always been. That's why I
You're the world's greatest putter.
Exactly right.
Just ask him.
Yeah. Just ask him. I'll tell you. And that is the truth. All right. When we come back, we're going to make the turn. We're going to have a few things to talk about, and we're going to jump right into talking about For the Love of the Game with Bill, and then we've got Ashley Shaw going to be joining us.
What a summer she's had.
She's on her way to the University of Georgia to be a Bulldog and play for the women's golf team down there. This is Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, live right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports media.
High school sports on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, and the Kevin McCabe Show, every Saturday morning 9 to 11. His nickname is The Dean, and it's earned because no one supports high school sports in Arizona like Kevin McCabe does. Catch the Kevin McCabe Show Saturday morning 9 to 11 on the Arizona Sports app and 98.7.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, let Bill Ross and his team design a program specifically for you. The team and the atmosphere at Bill's Gym is supportive and targeted to help achieve the personal goals of your program is easy. It's just 30 minutes a day, 2 to 3 times a week, and you're on your way. Visit BillRossFitnessSolutions.com for information and a free consultation. Start feeling and playing your best today.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Kids play for free. That's right. Kids play free at Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Formerly known as Tres Rios Golf Course, it's now operated by the nonprofit Junior National Foundation dedicated to growing the game and supporting the next generation of golfers while remaining open to the public for golfers of all ages. Come out, have fun, and discover the exciting improvements taking place at the course. Learn more at juniornationalgolf.org today.
What could you do if you didn't have a mortgage payment? Hi, I'm Tom Chambers, and I played 16 seasons in the league before I retired. Harold, you and the team at Galaxy Lending Group help your clients retire their mortgages in an average of 5 years? Come on.
We do. The Ownership Accelerator Loan makes it happen. And it's an incredible feeling paying off your house decades ahead of schedule.
To learn more, text GALAXY to 620-620. Galaxy Lending Group, because 30 years really is optional.
NMLS ID 142766 and Equal Housing Lender. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, Matt Allen here for Bumper to Bumper Radio. Summer's back, and so is Bumper to Bumper Radio's Summer of Love for Phoenix Children's Hospital. Keep yourself and your car running cool this summer with trusted service, repairs, and expert advice at any Bumper to Bumper Radio approved shop. Now through Labor Day, pass along the love to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Just donate $1 and we'll match it for the kids. Find participating shop locations and learn more at bumpertobumperradio.com.
AMVP FM Phoenix, live from the Casino Arizona and Talking Stick Resort Studio. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Actually not. This is actually Gretchen Wilson.
Oh, she's doing
a cover of this.
She's doing a ripoff.
Exactly. Nancy Wilson on guitar. Ann Wilson on guitar.
Annie. Nothing wrong with that. All right, welcome back to the Bunker Bunker Golf Show. As we make the turn, there are no pace of play issues with us.
Absolutely. We're Ryan Foxing it.
Yeah, that's right. We might go off the rails, but we also stay
come right back
fast.
On.
So, Bill, we were talking. We've got Bill Ross with Bill Ross Fitness Solutions with us. We were talking about what's going on this summer. And like I said, you can go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com, find out all the information. And, folks, I can't say it enough that Bill has me where I am today because he was the one that noticed something was wrong with my body and needed to be able to get tested to be able to find out. And lo and behold, found out that I had inclusion body myositis. But without Bill, I may be in a wheelchair today, so I thank you for that. But what we want to talk about now, we started this segment, well, a few weeks ago, called... Oh, we have music now? Well, that's right.
The Love
Boat. Well, that's the Love Boat.
Yeah. Exciting.
I thought it
fits. Come aboard.
All right, it's coming through Tinny today, so I don't know what's
we're expecting you.
But anyway,
with Artie Johnson.
We'll refine. That's right. We'll refine that sound. But anyway, it's our For the Love of the Game segment. And Jim talked about, getting started in the game and me started in the game. I talked about, and
And interestingly, I said to you yesterday on the phone that if I had to say anybody might be more fanatical about golf than me would be you. So give our listeners an idea of what and how the love of the game came for Bill Ross. And remember, we've only got another 57 minutes before the show is over.
Wait, you think you're talking to Mike? This is Bill, not Michael, okay? All right, but it is an interesting story, I guess. No, when I was a kid, I never played golf. I didn't like it.
Right?
No, man, I was a basketball guy, runner guy, you know, and then when I got into late teens, I was a car guy. I used to race cars and all that stuff.
Right.
My parents were huge golfers. They'd golfed all over the world, and they just were so frustrated because I would play golf with them once a year at the country club that I never went to. The only reason I'd go is because they had the absolutely best hamburgers anywhere. And I said, you have to promise me at the turn we get a hamburger, right? Said, oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was it. And then, so I didn't really enjoy the game at all. And then, you know, I was in baseball and got out of baseball, and I was asked to run a gym at the Wrigley Mansion Club. They had a nice basketball court downstairs and everything, and their general manager asked me to run it. And in lieu of running it, I got to run my business there at a very reduced cost.
Right.
And this was going great for a while, and they had a lot of turnover in their general management. And after about the third or fourth guy, this guy comes down and goes, "You're not paying enough rent." And I'm like, "Well, you're not paying me enough money." And so we had a little standoff there, right? And so he's trying to figure out how to get rid of me. And so he looked at my lease, and my lease was a non-exclusive lease so that I could not keep their members out. I got that. It was okay. So he looked at it from a different perspective. And since I wasn't paying very much money, he decided, well, I'm going to rent his space out to some other people. So he brought some competitors. Just let them take over my space, my office, and everything. And this is my business, and it's getting run into the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm getting very, very upset, and I'm getting very anxious, and I'm in my mid-30s. And I'm not feeling well. And all I know is every day that I'm there during the day, I am getting sicker and sicker by looking at what's going on. And my brother, who was playing a lot of golf, Alan, I love you. And he's like, "Man, come on, let's go play some golf." And I thought, well, I need to not be here for a few hours. So we started playing golf, and we played a lot at Rolling Hills to learn and stuff like that. And then we used to play at, what was that one downtown? It's no longer there. Anyway. Yeah, so we're out there playing, and I remember hitting a 3-iron. And I hit it so good. It felt orgasmic. And I'm like, "Oh, I like that." And now I'm like, "Well, how do I get to do that again?"
Right.
So, you know, I say, "Well, I'm going to start taking some lessons." So I started taking lessons, and because I wanted that feeling as much, as often as I could. And
where did you take lessons from?
Gary Johnson.
Okay.
Gary Johnson. Most people never heard of Gary Johnson. Nice guy. And as a matter of fact, you guys know Kim. And Kim, who was a client at the time, she was a new client, and she came to me because Gary said, "You need to get stronger for golf." And so I asked her who she was taking lessons from, so she hooked me up with him, and it was nice because I'm a huge fan of getting lessons.
Yeah.
And by now I think I'm on my 15th or 16th different instructor.
Woo.
So I've learned a lot about the game over the years. And really just, I remember him saying, "Someday you might break 80 or 90 or right. something, right?" Yeah. You know, screw him. So I'm more of a competitive guy.
Yeah.
And I just like, I'm more of, I like to compete with myself. I always like to do better.
Yeah.
You know, better my best.
Right.
And that's what I love about golf is it gives you an opportunity every time to go out there to better your best.
Yeah. Don't tell me I can't do something.
No. But so the reality is golf was therapy for me. It's funny because several years later, I started suffering panic attacks, anxiety and panic. I was really messed up, going back and forth between anxiety ridden and depression and all that stuff. And I remember I was afraid to be alone. I was afraid to be in the bathroom by myself because I just knew something was going to happen. I was really down that rabbit hole.
Awful.
And so golf was the thing that allowed me to focus on something other than all the problems I had in the world.
Sure.
Mm. Just go hit that little ball. And for 4 or 5 hours a day, that was my respite. So I really think golf has saved my life, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, amazing. Well, Alice Cooper says the same thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have had, you know, issues. Well, we all have issues, don't get me wrong.
But I want to meet somebody who doesn't.
Right. But, you know, what I love about the game is, for the most part, you can go out there for 4 or 5 hours and just get away from it all.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you say this because, so I was talking with somebody recently, and we're talking about not tour wins or anything, but things that have changed that were kind of seminal moments in golf. One of my things that it just sprung my mind was the advent of non-metal cleats. Because as a kid, you know, getting metal cleats is a big deal, and walking on your mom's linoleum floor was kind of not a good thing, but it was cool.
Clickety clack.
Yeah, but so the smell of fresh cut grass in the morning,
yep,
and the sound of metal cleats. That was, as a kid, that was golf to me. So, Bill, what is, like, feels and sounds and sights and smells? What is kind of your golf thing that you remember that brings you back?
Well, that's a good one. That's a hard one. Again, it's just the feeling of hitting a shot like you had visualized it.
Right.
You know, whatever club it is, right, it doesn't matter. But, you know, hey, I got 165 yards. I'm going to hit this, and I'm going to hit it right there. And then you do.
Right.
You know, it's very rare.
Yep.
But when you do, yep, it's like
when you hit it pure.
When you, yep, hit it pure, it's just the best feeling in the world. So I can't say much more than that. But
it's really interesting how you related that in life. And if you think about it, that's one of the reasons why when Jim and I were in the golf business, the philosophy working for the TPC and the PGA Tour was, look, you do not want to be a reason why somebody does not play the game of golf. You want to be the reason why they play golf. They come here to play golf to get away from the business and the minutia that's out there in the world, and they don't want to be hassled or given a bad time. We want to take care of people so that they want to be here instead of being at work or someplace else, because it does. It gives you that little 3.5, 4, 5 hour escape. And that is huge. And when you said that, it reminds me of, like, when I go out and I play and I practice every Monday and Tuesday, that, you know what? I forget about everything else and I'm only focused. I could care less what's going on with me physically. I just want to be out there making a golf swing and enjoying it, and it's huge.
Well, you know,
so thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, Greg, there's another thing that you just said, something brought it up. I've never had what you've got, obviously, but I've had hip replacements, wrist surgeries, back, knees, blah, 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 blah. And I always want to keep getting better. And so when you go through an injury or a surgery or whatever it is, you take a few steps back.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge is how am I going to get better? And, you know, and so for me, it gives me reason to hit the gym. It gives me reason to stretch. It gives me reason to feel and get better. And then I get to relate that to, you know, so many of my clients.
Yep.
Been there, done that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing for the love of the game with us, Bill. We are going to expand this segment and find out from some of our listeners down the road as to their love for the game and getting other stories that will maybe signal something in somebody out there that as to why they love the game. When we come back, we are going to have very special guest Ashley Shaw, soon to be a University of Georgia Bulldog, is going to be joining us to talk about all of her summer success and looking forward to go going down to Athens, Georgia. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
Miles Bridges, there was nothing he could have said to make me feel any better about this. But there's a lot he could have said that really could have damaged how I feel about this.
Yeah.
And he did not do that, in my opinion, Basin Orleans, once again.
People aren't going to walk out of that being like, oh, okay, everything's great. You have to prove it. It's going to take years to prove it. But where I was encouraged is they both said that up there in front of the microphones. They weren't running from that.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker Bunker listeners, as you frequently hear me say, the West Side is the best side. That absolutely describes playing golf at the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. Right now, through the summer months, you can play after 11 o'clock for just $35 when you mention the Bunker Special. Call ahead for availability and remember to make plans to drop into V's Tap Room afterwards after your round for the best wood-fired pizza in the valley and one of their 16 local microbrews on tap. The Trilogy Golf Club at Visancia, the best golf value in the valley.
Kids play for free. That's right. Kids play free at Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Formerly known as Trace Rios Golf Course, it's now operated by the nonprofit Junior National Foundation dedicated to growing the game and supporting the next generation of golfers while remaining open to the public for golfers of all ages. Come out, have fun, and discover the exciting improvements taking place at the course. Learn more at juniornationalgolf.org today.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, then be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Most companies send you a catalog. Space Solutions built a showroom. Walk in, open the drawers, feel the finishes, and see what custom cabinetry actually looks like before installation begins. Custom cabinets, closets, garages, any room, and it's all built right here in Arizona by a local family-owned team, not a franchise. Can't make it in? Follow us on social this month. We're walking you through every room, and when you're ready, we'll come to your home with a free design consultation. Call or visit us online at spacesolutionsaz.com or call 602-298-6956.
Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovick at Tim Hovick Santan Ford, Val Vista, and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at santanford.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Cheers. Travis music.
Travis Tripp.
Yeah.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E, Trouble.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. And joining us right now, future, and it's just in the very near future, because she's on her way down there to the University of Georgia to become a Bulldog and play on the ladies' golf team, Ashley Shaw, joining us. Ashley, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning? Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Well, Ashley, what, you're going to Georgia in a couple weeks? What, you're still in high school.
I know. I'm moving in about 2.5 weeks. So it's been pretty exciting trying to, you know, figure out everything on a pretty quickly, because I kind of just figured out less than 6 weeks ago that I was going to be going to school early. So I'm really excited.
So you reclassified to be grad year 26, and they say, well, come on down. We want you to get here. Help our team win a national championship.
Exactly. And that's the plan. That's the plan. We have a good team. I'm really excited because all the girls, they really want to win, and it's obviously our goal to win another national championship. So I'm super, super excited for this upcoming season, and it's going to be a fun one.
Well, that's awesome. Well, before we go to Georgia, let's talk about your summer. You've had kind of a pretty good summer, I'd say. You won the first team national championship, and you only won by 13 shots, being 10 under, shooting 68, 67, 65. But something that a lot of people don't know about is the Steph Curry underrated tour. And you've been dominant in that. You're leading the points in that. You won the university. You skipped the first event at the Belfry, and you won the University of Florida event. You came in fifth at True North. You just wrapped up this week with a second by one shot at Seaview, and you're leading the Curry Cup points. So tell our listeners a little bit about your summer.
Yes, so I've had a pretty busy summer. It actually sounded even more busy when you were saying it. But I've had a pretty busy summer. It actually started back, I'd say mid-June is when my summer started to really start to pick up. I played the Rolex Girls Championship in Indiana, and it was an invitational there. I played some pretty solid golf there. I think I got sixth there,
okay,
out of 72 girls. So, and that was a good tournament there. And then I think that tournament is really what started to click for me just for the rest of the summer. So then I went from there. I think I had maybe 2 or 3 days in between that. And then I went to North Carolina for the first team national championship. That was actually my first time in North Carolina. So that was a lot of fun. And I actually am the second winner who is from the first tee of Phoenix. So that was also pretty cool. Because last year, another first tee of Phoenix player, she won. So that was pretty cool. And then, you know, I played some pretty solid golf there. But I think just the thing for me that I was kind of thinking about with that was the things that didn't quite go exactly the way I wanted to. I mean, yes, I was 10 under. That's fantastic. But for me, I always think about how I can be even better. So there was a few things I was like, you know, I left a few shots out there. I could have, you know, had a few lower scores. And so I took that into Gainesville, which I ended up winning there by one shot. And so that was pretty cool. And I think it was also pretty cool for me to win, you know, two university courses back to back.
Right.
And then obviously going to my own university course here in a few weeks. So it was definitely pretty fun. And then, like you mentioned, you said Troon. Troon was fun because it was right in my backyard, you know. So that was a fun event. Got fifth there. Kind of left a few shots out there. And then here, I actually got back from Seaview yesterday. So that was a really fun tournament there. It was actually the most perfect weather I think I've played in a long time. And as soon as I stepped off the plane getting back home yesterday, I was like, what is this? It's about 40 degrees warmer here.
Well, you shot 66 in the final round, and you finished 5 under in second place. Now, Ashley, I've noticed something. They've got some of the players have OP by their name, and some of them have EQ by their name on the underrated tour. And I looked at it, why? And it looks like the OP plays a much shorter golf course than the EQ. So I think you won this event because you played from a lot further than the winner did.
Yeah, so the way underrated works is they base it off your age and what tee box you play from. So ages 12 to 14, girls play from opportunity tees. And then ages 15 to 18, girls play from equity tees. So they do it based off of age. So, yes, opportunity, they play from much shorter than equity play from.
And the scores, I mean, there's a 6-under, 5-under, 2-under, 1-under, even. So there's good players in this, and you got to be on your game.
Mm-hmm.
But the exciting thing, I think, is you are dominating the point standing for the Curry Cup. And you've got 1,300 points. Your closest pursuer is 800 points. I think you got it kind of locked up. But tell our listeners what the Curry Cup is. And there's only 12 boys and 12 girls that qualify for that, correct?
Yes. So Curry, that's actually a good question. So the Curry Cup is probably one of my favorite tournaments. throughout the year. And the Curry Cup, there's 12 boys, 12 girls. You qualify it based off of the point standings. And the point standings come into play because there's actually, like, they do a FedEx Cup kind of staggered start. So the person who is at the top of the point standings, they start the Curry Cup at 5 under. Ooh. And then second and third place in the point standings start at 4 under. And it just kind of circle filters down all the way to 12th place, and they start at even. So the higher up you are in the point standings, the better, because that gives you a few more shots when you get to Curry Cup. So Curry Cup is also a lot of fun because it's more than just a golf tournament. There are so many, you know, all the sponsors are there. Everyone from KPMG is there. Obviously, Steph Curry is there. You know, Del Curry is there. His family comes out. And there's so many of the members at the courses that we play at for Curry Cup. They also come out, and it's so supportive. We have a lot of celebrities that often come out, other than just Steph, of course. And just first year of Curry Cup, Michelle Wee was out there. Colin Morikawa was out there. Mariah Stackhouse is out there every year. So just the chance to be able to meet so many different people and to build those relationships. And then obviously we get to play fantastic golf courses. Last year we played Liberty National for Curry Cup. This year we're actually playing Bethpage Black. So that's going to be fun.
Hey.
So Curry Cup is definitely a pretty competitive event because it's the best of the players who played the tour, you know, throughout the whole year. So it's going to be fun.
Well, Ashley, listen. I know you're getting ready to head to Athens, Georgia, not Greece. We're going to miss you here, but your phone works, and we want to have you on the air during the season. Tell us how it's going, and we can kind of do like a day in the life of a Georgia golfer every so often. But give your folks my best. We're going to be keeping an eye on you, and anything we can do for you, you let me know,
absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Appreciate it.
You're the best. Take
all
care.
All right. Have fun down there, and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah?
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
All right.
A fine young lady.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I wouldn't say this when Ashley was on the phone, but I'm sure she's listening right now. Folks, remember the name, Ashley Shaw. Just like if you've been really fortunate to remember the name Tiger Woods, you're going to see a lot of great things out of this young lady, whether it's golf or not.
All right, when we come back, correct, we're going to do a quick recap of what's going on the tours around the country and the world, as well as get back into a little rapid fire.
Rapido fire.
You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
I don't want to be happy. I want to be miserable. Win 3 games, and then I'll be happy.
Perfect.
So misery will bring happiness. Do you understand?
Of course I understand.
Gamboism 101? Do we understand?
I just want to...
Misery brings...
Gambo, you don't need...
Not company.
You don't need to explain it 5 times. I get it. I just wanted a nice, clean cut so that when we play that over and over again, it sounds good. That's all I wanted.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
It's summer's last hurrah. Bunker to Bunker's last two-person scramble event of the summer is on Saturday, August 22nd at the Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Come celebrate with a fantastic day of breakfast, golf, and big raffle and prizes, all for just $100. There's even a free coupon for a second round of golf, with proceeds benefiting the Junior National Foundation, changing the lives of youth through the game of golf. Open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at bunkergolf.com.
The garage door springs that come standard with most homes don't last. And when they fail, it's not just inconvenient, it's dangerous. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello at A1 Garage Door Service. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. Don't risk your family's safety or your peace of mind. Let A1 replace your springs before they become a problem. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one.
Off the course, Antigua's elevated golf collection brings performance and style together like never before. From polos and quarter zips to refined layering pieces, every look is crafted with innovative fabrics and effortless comfort. Great style should move with your game and make an impression long after the final putt. Antigua Apparel. Elevate your look. Arrive comfortably.
How about that?
Shop the collection now at antiguaapparelshop.com.
download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Hey, Albert, can you help us plan and budget for a bathroom renovation?
I certainly can. Let me review your finances.
Who are you talking to?
Albert, my AI financial assistant that I can access right in the app. It automates all things finance. Moves money, pays bills, creates personalized alerts, finds savings, and so much more.
Your bathroom renovation financial plan is ready. I found cash you can put aside, and to cover the rest, Albert can get you up to $10,000 fast.
Can you find contractors nearby within our budget?
Here's a list of contractors. Would you like help requesting a $10,000 loan for your bathroom renovation?
Yes!
Download the Albert app and use promo code MULTIPLY to access Genius. Plus, get up to $10,000 for whatever you need. Just download the Albert app right now and use promo code MULTIPLY to get up to $10,000. That's promo code MULTIPLY.
Good morning, Bunker to Bunker fans. I'm Keith Chapman, owner of Bonehouse Brewing in Fountain Hills, the craft brewery where Arizona history, legend, and great beer come together. Step off the course and into our 1800s mining-inspired tap room, packed with local stories and award-winning brews. Whether you just birdied the 18th or need a little help forgetting a rough round, there's always a seat and a story waiting for you at Bonehouse. Swing by and discover why we're the best 19th hole in town.
Little Brooks and Dunn bring us that, kids.
My Maria.
My Maria.
That's relative. All right. Welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We want to remind our listeners that our final summer event is coming up next month. And next month is only 7 days away, folks.
Right.
So it's coming up at formerly known as Trace Rios, now known as Junior National Golf Club, out in Goodyear. A wonderful golf course to be able to play, enjoyable, it won't wear you out, and kind of a Parkland-style golf course. But Michael Henry with us right now to talk about what went on or what's going on tomorrow at McCormick Ranch and what's coming up at Junior National.
Yeah, thanks. We have kind of a rare thing for us. We're playing on a Sunday, so we're tomorrow at McCormick Ranch, another property that we've never played at, I think, in the history of our tour. Obviously, I grew up right around there, so I've seen the history of the course, but it's pretty amazing. I know I've talked to Jim about this recently, too, is that going out there and seeing what the renovation is impressive. So we're out there tomorrow. Thanks to all of our players for the support, because once again, we sold out early. In fact, someone sitting next to me snuck in on our last twosome. Bill's out there with us tomorrow. And, you know, special Jim's actually going to play with us tomorrow. Shocking. He's going to steal my partner roller out of my hands.
And he may sign autographs. Look at that.
Yeah, so thanks to all of our players, because we did sell out early, and we're turning the page, and we're actually halfway through the year now, technically, I guess, in July. But we've already got, well, this will be four events under our wings, and got another X number coming up. But the next one is coming up, Greg, at Trace Rios, kind of out in your neck of the woods.
Yep.
But really special, and we'll have them come on too, because we're really happy to support what they're doing with junior golf out there. The kids play free out there every day. They told me they're on their yeah, they're on their way right now. They told me yesterday they're on their way to be doing 15,000 rounds of free golf with their kids out there. So it's a really special thing. There's a lot of big story there, a championship course being built here in the future out there. They've renovated the first one, and get online. Sign up today. Registration opened up early today for that event. So get in early. Go to bunkergolf.com. And that event is $100. It's going to be a really affordable event for us. It's got all the stuff, the bounce back rounds, the breakfast, all of the raffle. And, again, bunkergolf.com. And come play with us. They're a lot of fun.
All right. Perfect. Greg, are you, folks, bunkergolf.com for the August 22nd event.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
The radio segment that is sweeping the nation. This is Rapid Fire on Bunker to Bunker.
All right, this is where I ask Jim open-ended questions for the most part, and he gives me open-ended answers. And your first question.
What? For the most part.
For the most part. The first question has to deal with the Lexi Tour.
The Lexi Tour,
since
yes.
Since they're playing 72 holes now, it's the LXXII Tour instead of LIV Golf. They are playing LIV Golf in the UK, and Martin Keimer, one of the captains of the teams, one of the teams says they're on the brink of cancellation of the team event. With that said, a lot of guys are planning or making plans for Plan B. If the tour goes away, what will the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour do for them, or should they do anything for them?
Well, as George Orwell said in his great book, Animal Farm, we're all created equal. Some of us are just more equal than others. And so they did already did the returning champions. Brooks Koepka let you back in. I don't think they're going to do any more of that. I think there will be a path. A lot of people are saying it's going to be through the Corn Ferry. But I will say this. I watched a little bit this morning when I woke up at the LIV Golf, and they're in Europe, so you get to see it live. And it's on Fox Channel 10, right? So it's good. So you can see it. But it's like watching a funeral dirge because it is so far gone. When the players are saying that we're probably not going to play the championship and all that sort of stuff, it's just kind of sad. Now, I will tell you this. Their season finale in Michigan, they haven't even started a build-out on it.
Right.
I saw a story the other day where they're, you know, they're one of their...
they're not going to be playing in the fall, guys.
One of their
companies. They've got three more events to go before the team championship.
One of their suppliers just filed $1 million lawsuit against them because they haven't been paying their bills. So, but here's what I'm curious about. There's a lot of players that have two more years on their contract.
Right.
So what is LIV going to do? Are they just going to break the contract and face legal action? I don't know.
Yeah, try to sue Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, exactly. But Bryson DeChambeau is one of those. You know, they want the Bryson DeChambeaus, the Tyrrell Hattons, the
John Rahm.
Abraham Ansers, maybe the Cam Smiths. Ian Poulter will go play the Champs Tour. But I think it'll be very interesting with the way that the 2028 schedule is going to be set up. So 27 is going to be a really interesting year. And a lot of the guys will just probably not play next year, so they're not in any sort of violation.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just come back next or the following year in 28. But it's going to get worse before it gets better. Let's just say that.
I think you're going to see John Rahm playing a lot of DP World Tour stuff
right.
in 2027. Simply because he won't be able to play on this PGA Tour until he's a year past his last event, unless they redo the Brooks Koepka rule for
him. Got to pay his fines.
All right.
Well, where's Phil going to play?
Yeah. All right. Michael Kim.
Yes.
Shoots 59. Yeah. He's the 16th player to break through to that threshold. Jim Furyk has shot a 58, so he still has the lowest score ever shot on the PGA Tour or in a PGA Tour event. But he did it on a par 71.
Yep.
Should there be an asterisk beside that 59 because it was on a different par?
No, and here's why. Three par fives.
Yeah?
For 71.
Right.
Now, let's just think about this. If it had been a 72... A par 72, there's going to be four par fives.
Right.
And if history is our teacher, par fives are usually birdie holes. Yesterday in that 59, he birdied, all the par fives.
Right.
So I think you're just giving another birdie opportunity. Should I have an answer to no? 59. And I think a 59 on a par 71 might even be a little more difficult than a 59 on a par 72.
See, I would have gone a different direction with my answer. Par is arbitrary.
Well, that's true.
There's 18 holes, and whatever score you post is the score you post.
And they should.
There's no such thing.
Quantify the ease of the course, like the Greenbrier. That's a joke.
Yeah, I'd like to see what the stroke average is, or I'd like to see what the course rating is.
I don't care if you shoot 59 Splendidos pitch and putt.
Right.
59.
I'd be interesting to see what the course rating is of the TPC Twin Cities. All right. Tony Romo.
Yes.
Ooh.
Was arrested for OWI. A little bit different than DWI. or DUI. OWI, operating while intoxicated. After the Wisconsin Amateur, which he finished like about 73rd place, what does CBS, because all he's going to do is get a hand slap and pay a fine because it's an OWI.
Right.
What does CBS do with this guy who's their lead guy in the booth for football?
Well, first of all, getting a DUI or OWI, whatever it is. First of all, you know, come on, man. They've got Uber. They've got, they've got all these different.
And why doesn't he have a driver?
You're telling me Tony Romo can't afford a driver? Nice. He probably had a couple pops. One led to two. Two led to three. Three led to.
Well, he finished 73rd. That's enough to drive you drinking right there.
Well, yeah. but he's what does CBS do? I think in every. In every high-profile job, and just about every job anymore, you have kind of a morals clause. Everybody calls it something different. And if you bring shame to your employer's name, you can get fired. Are they going to fire Tony Romo? No. I think that they might ask him to undergo some classes and some of the normal things you do.
And he missed two or three games, hopefully.
Maybe not, but... he will get his hand slapped by CBS. I think it'll be very behind the scenes. He'll probably come out and make a mea culpa on one of his broadcasts.
Oh, they've got to make it big and official. I mean, they got to get him with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. If the PR people are smart, they got to get ahead of this.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be. He's not going to get fired.
No.
All right. So interestingly enough, Wisconsin, they normally do not publish.
Right.
Suspects' names, but they specifically said in this article that because he was such a whole high-profile individual that they mentioned Tony Romo's name, which I think that is just so two-faced, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Kind of unfair, yeah.
All right, final question.
Here it is.
And you're going to get this probably for the next 4 weeks. Who is your player of the year for 2026? And I'll give you just some names. Rory McIlroy, Chris Gotterup, Ryan Fox, Scottie Scheffler, Cam Young, or Aaron Rye? Who, if you were saying today, would be your player of the year?
Well, we kind of talked about this last week in your absence. And I think right now, as it stands, unless, you know, Scottie goes out and wins the FedEx Cup or what have you, I think it's Chris Gotterup. Three wins, no majors, but Scheffler doesn't have a major this year.
Rory does,
but...
Ryan Fox does.
Rory's not going to be a tour member because he's not going to play enough events.
Right.
So they're not going to give it to Rory. Ryan Fox is a major, but that's his only win this year. I think that the consistency of performance and the wins that Chris Gotterup has right now, he's my front runner.
All right. Very good. All right. That wraps up your rapid fire for today. When we come back, we're going to hear about some of the changes from one of the policy board members on the PGA Tour, Lucas Glover. We're going to hear from him and going to hear from two different players on LIV Golf. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Brings it to you live every Saturday morning. Right here on Arizona Sports.
Muzzy's even after one hole.
Sports leader.
Muzzy's.
It's Gamble, and I'm here with Stuart Willis, the president of Asset Preservation, Wealth, and Tax. Stuart, a lot of people listening right now are probably wondering, do I actually have enough money to retire? How do you help someone answer that question?
Well, Gambo, the first thing is, I tell people, do not guess. Cash flow it. At Asset Preservation, we use planning software like eMoney to model the full retirement picture. Income, expenses, taxes, Social Security, investment withdrawals, inflation, healthcare costs. What happens if the market has a bad year?
So it's not just about looking at the account balance.
Exactly. $1 million can be enough for one family and not enough for another. It depends on spending and taxes and income sources and how the portfolio is actually structured. The goal is to see whether your money can support your lifestyle, not in just year one of retirement, but in years 10, 20, 30, and for the rest of the road.
So find out if you have enough money for retirement. Call Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax at 602-877-PLAN or go to AssetPreservationWealth.com.
Investment Advisory Services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisors.
College football, law school, marriage, kids. Life got busy. I wanted to stay in shape, but didn't have the time or interest in the big box gyms.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I was referred to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Bill created a program tailored to me. 30-minute workouts, three times a week, training, cardio, nutrition, everything. A couple years later, I've never felt better. I'm lighter, stronger, more flexible, and even my golf game's better. This is results-driven fitness you won't find anywhere else. Get your free consultation at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Looking for the perfect summer golf escape? Discover Verado Golf Club in Buckeye, featuring two championship courses, breathtaking mountain views, and incredible summer value. Beat the heat with complimentary ice-cold mango towels all summer long. Plus, enjoy the brand-new Tag Marshall GPS system launching in June with live yardages and pace tracking right in your cart. For a family bonus, kids 17 and under play free and practice free with a paying adult. Bring your whole family out to enjoy golf at Verado. Book your tee time today at VeradoGolfClub.com.
Hi, I'm John Leonetti, founder of Birdie Golf Grips. Our trade secret rubber blend delivers the perfect feel, tack, and control for more confidence on every swing. So get professionally fit at locations across the valley, and bunker-to-bunker golfers save 20% with promo code B2B. Upgrade your game without breaking the bank. Visit birdiegolfgrips.com or call 623-224-7030. That's 623-224-7030. Birdie Golf Grips. Grip better. Play better.
Progressive provides protection for your boat and other outdoor vehicles so you can explore new things.
Oh, I can finally try Pesto.
We meant like water skiing.
I've just never had Pesto.
Or maybe take the boat somewhere new.
I mean, is Pesto spicy or sweet? Oh, guess we'll find out, right?
Right. Bundle home or auto insurance with your boat, RV, or motorcycle and stay protected with Progressive while you explore.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not ready for Pesto.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
In the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. Get a free oil filter and more during the Celebrate Free event at AutoZone, now through July 27th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What's the perfect time to get your car or truck into the shop? Right now. Matt Allen hosts the Bumper to Bumper Radio. Whether it's the valley's extreme heat or the occasional cold morning, it's best to be prepared and not get stuck. Now, here's the easy part. Just go to BumperToBumperRadio.com to find one of our endorsed shops near you, where we can take care of all your automotive repair needs. And be sure to listen to Bumper to Bumper Radio. We're live every Saturday morning at 11, right here on 92.3 KTAR News Radio.
One of Greg's favorites, Brad Paisley.
We'd make out in a crowd somewhere. Somebody tell us to get a room.
The world of country music is being taken over by females.
Now we keep saying
without a doubt, the amazing talent that's out there is so fun to be able to watch. All right, real quick, the 3M Championship is going on. Oh, change in the... happenings at the U.S. Junior Amateur, where it is now all even through 15 holes. Through 16 holes. They haven't posted the score yet, but it's all even through 16 holes. They're playing 36 holes today between Noah McLaughlin and Miles Russell. They are playing the 3M.
Hey, real quick, Greg, let me jump in there. So, Scottsdale product... Dylan Boeing qualified for B-O-E-N-I-N-G. So he qualified for the U.S. Junior Am, got all the way to the quarterfinals, losing to Miles Russell. So pretty good accomplishment from that young man. And remember that name, too. He plays at Washington State University, and you're going to hear about him.
And he got, and no disrespect, but he got buzzsawed by Miles because Miles had 8 birdies six birdies in that 13 holes of golf that they played. So, anyway, they are playing the 3M Open where we said Michael Kim is your leader. Ben Coles is 3 shots back along with defending champion Emiliano Grillo. And Chandler Phillips, all at 11 under par. Chris Kirk, Jackson Koivun, who made his PGA Tour debut a few weeks ago and kind of stumbled out of the blocks, is making a little move or redemption on what he did in his inaugural event. Troy Merritt. Gosh, Troy Merritt just still continues to hang in there, still 200 there, par. Yeah. Scottie Scheffler is in the field. He is at 7 under par and goes off in about 12 minutes our time.
Would you like to hear what Scottie likes about TPC, what do they call it?
Yeah.
Twin Cities.
Thank you. Just fresh greens is a little
bit. Let me start that again. Hang on, guys. Pardon me. Bad trigger finger here, boys.
No, I mean, just fresh greens is a little bit easier than, you know, the, like, links greens. That's part of playing links golf is, you know, the ball's not going to roll true every single time. I felt like I was just on the wrong end of that last week. So got here and just made sure I was lined up where I thought I was and made sure I was hitting it on that line, and that was about it.
Is there anything on your to-do list for the week or that you've done so far that you've gotten to check off in the 3M Open?
Not really. Yeah, just get some rest. We went downtown on Monday morning when we got in and, you know, went to the coffee shop, had some breakfast, and then the grocery store. So, but outside of that, not too much.
Yeah, very interesting how he mentions about the putting and the greens. The greens are significantly different here, especially up there at TPC Twin Cities. They're a bent grass green, where even the greens at Birkdale were not bent grass. Right. They're a fescue,
right,
just cut very short.
Oh,
so they get a little bouncy, especially as the day goes on.
Yes,
sure do.
But that's, again, that's the beauty of links golf. Now, on TV, those greens look like they're really bad shape, but they were good. High-def TV does not give you the most accurate picture all the time.
Well, it does give you the accurate picture that the networks really don't want you or the tours don't want you to see.
Right.
It was always amazing how if there was any brown on a golf course in America on a PGA Tour event, the networks were instructed to put green filters on their cameras.
Right. It's kind of weird, though. It's kind of like looking at a green with polarized glasses on versus non-polarized. You can see all the hot spots with polarized.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They are playing the ISPS Handa Senior Open, which is the Senior British Open, by the way, where Cameron Percy has a two-shot lead. Interestingly, he's 3 over on his round through 8 holes. Jerry Kelly sitting there in second place at 4 under par, 2 over for his round. But Pat Perez making his second play on the senior circuit is sitting there at 3 under on his round and 3 under for the tournament, just 3 shots back through 16 holes. So he's got 20 holes left to play to have a chance to be able
chase
to
him down,
win his first major championship. Zach Johnson sitting there at 2 under par. Here's what Cameron Percy had to say about his early good play in this year's Senior Open.
My driver really good, which you have to here. I only hit in the rough once, so that was really nice. And then I seem to have really good numbers, and I got to stop them pretty close to the hole, and I made a couple of putts in the par fives, a two-putt of a birdie, and the short par four I drove. So that sort of helped pretty much.
They are playing the Evans Scholar Invitational, and they are on the Corn Ferry Tour. And right now, Dylan Menanti is tied for the lead with Thomas Rosenmuller at the Glen Haven Club in, I believe they're in Illinois right now, because that's where the Evans Scholar is, the Glenview, Illinois. They're at the Glen Club. Tommy Morrison sitting there at 14 under par. The LPGA has a near major.
Right.
That'll be next week with the British Open Women's.
Is that like
British
near
Open
beer?
Yeah, but this is the ISPS Handa Women's Scottish Open, where Jenny Shin has a 5-shot lead currently over Pajari Ananurukarn. I've been practicing that.
I was going to say, easy for you to say.
Pretty good.
That's right. Erica Hara is sitting there at 5 under par. Esther Hanslett is sitting at 4 under par. The first American on the leaderboard is Lauren Coughlin, sitting there at 2 under par. So unless Jenny Shin trips and breaks a leg, she should be in pretty good shape, even
good luck,
though she's got 19 holes still to play in this tournament. But the winds are going to be howling.
Yep.
Tomorrow over there for the Scottish Open. They are playing the LIV Golf Tour. where Lucas Herbert is your leader. He is sitting there. They've started round three. He's opened up a four-shot lead over Bryson DeChambeau and a five-shot lead over Harold Varner III and Tyrrell Hatton. And in case you care, the Ripper GC have a four-shot lead over the Crushers. And the Ripper GC are made up of Cam Smith, Lucas Herbert, Mark Leishman, and T. Smith or E. Miley. E. Miley is not playing, so T. Smith is playing.
I don't even think the GC Rippers care.
I know, that's exactly right.
It's sad.
And then, as we said, at the U.S. Junior Amateur going on right now, they are all square between Miles Russell and Noah McLaughlin. I've got to look this up and see if this is the first time there's ever been a lefty-lefty.
An all-lefty.
All-lefty,
yeah.
Finals in the junior amateur. That gives you a little wrap-up of what's going on through the world of golf.
Hey, guys, before we go, a little shout-out to some of our colleagues here at AZ Sports and, yeah, and KTR. We had some amazing longevity here on this station, including our Bunker to Bunker show, but Burns and Gambo this past Tuesday celebrated 15 years of their show together, which is unheard of in major markets.
I'm surprised one of them hadn't killed the other yet.
Gambo threatens to retire. Also, our buddy, Jared, what's Jared's last name?
Jared Carlin.
Jared Carlin, pardon me, 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. At the station, and he started with us. And he said,
We sprung his career.
He had done some overnight stuff, and he said the story the other day that his first live broadcast was with Bunker to Bunker. And this week, tune in for it, I think Tuesday or Wednesday, Dick Lee and Murata celebrate 13 years.
Wow.
So how about that? So good karma.
That's actually.
Hey, while we're doing shout-outs, I got to give a shout-out to Cornstalk and Tyreek are up in Flagstaff enjoying that cool weather. So, gentlemen, have fun.
What's wrong with 117?
Well, if you can be in 85, I think you take it.
Yeah,
take
that. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Kevin McCabe is coming up next. And as always, he is your dean of AZ High School Sports with the Kevin McCabe Show. And he's, I know, going to have some great topics with... High school starts next week.
I know. Some of the schools are already back in session.
It's just crazy. Do we have time for anything there, CQ?
Well, I was going to say, John Rahm, although he won't do it, was going for 3 live wins in a row. Would you like to hear from John about the consistency of his game?
Yes.
I got one more sound bite after that. There you go. John Rahm.
He means a lot more than the simple fact that you're winning. It means that you're playing good golf consistently, and it means that the process has been working. So I've always taken a lot of pride of being consistent and having a lot of top tens, and I think that reflects on those wins.
Couldn't win in his first 14 events, but certainly is putting it together now.
In the last season of LIV Golf.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, one more fun soundbite. Somebody asked Rory the other day, or a couple weeks ago, I guess, how many golf clubs does he belong to? He has a funny answer.
I'm going to go country by country here. 12, 13. Can I include 7? Because I tend to for that for my dad. My favorite is the RNA. I think that's probably my favorite. 18 golf courses. Golf clubs.
18.
He's breaking the rules. It's a 14-club rule.
He's a club's dream. You never see him.
I know, right? All right, we want to thank Bill Ross for joining us in the first hour and the second hour with For the Love of the Game. We want to thank Ashley Shaw for joining us on her way to the University of Georgia to be a Bulldog, Lady Bulldog golfer. And we want to thank you for tuning in and making our show the number one show through all the valley in golf. And we want you to remember this. You may not remember what we say, but we always want to make sure we make you feel good. Hopefully we made you feel good today. Yeah, we're out of here. Go play some golf.
Holla!